A proposal aimed at reducing the number of pike around the northern interior village of Huslia will be considered by the Board of Fisheries when it meets next week in Fairbanks. As written, the proposal would allow nets with 5.5-inch mesh to be set completely across Racetrack Slough, just upriver from Huslia, as well as sloughs connected to the Huslia River. The nets would have to be removed by June 15th before the arrival of salmon to the area. Blocking off sloughs in the early summer is a traditional technique for catching large numbers of pike, according to the proposal sponsor, Jack Holcheese from Huslia. But the practice has been illegal since the introduction of fishing regulations in the area during the 1950s. Holcheese says recently the pike population has grown so large that the voracious predators are making a noticeable dent in the populations of other important species.
We see a lot of those younger whitefish, or even sea fish and lush in the stomachs of these pikes. Actually, they're the barracuda of the Kaikuk River.
Fish and Game opposes the idea of entirely blocking sloughs to target pike. According to Yukon River fall season manager Jeff Estensen, the department is concerned about the unintended harvest of fish other than pike.
When you are obstructing the whole entire waterway, then you are, in essence, blocking the passage of other species such as grayling, whitefish, suckers, or whatever. And even though you may be using a specific mesh size to target pike, which is the proponent suggesting in this, any kind of net is going to catch fish regardless if you want it to or not.
Current regulations for the Yukon area prevent nets from stretching more than halfway across a waterway. Huslia is in the middle of the Koyukuk National Wildlife Refuge, and federal managers have ultimate authority over fishing regulations within the refuge. The Federal Office of Subsistence Management submitted a comment in support of the proposal, though OSM recommends that a portion of a slough should be left open for navigation and some fish passage, and that large-scale pike fishing with gill nets require a permit.